Good afternoon. It's an honor to call our meeting of March 9th, 2015 to session. Beautiful spring, almost summer day in Winter Park. I would invite you, like I need to do, to silence or turn off your cell phones here. And then join me with Pastor Jeff Arp of the Calvary Assembly of God. I think the pastor's here. Is the pastor here? Well, stand with me and I'll have prayer with us and as we pledge allegiance to our flag afterwards. If you pray with me. Our God, we're so honored to live in this great country of freedom where we are blessed to elect our officials, where we are blessed to express our thoughts freely, where we are blessed to live freely. I pray for those who serve us daily, especially those our first responders, as well as those who serve both nationally and internationally in our armed forces. We pray a protecting hand upon them, provide them safety in all things that they do to make us free and safe. For the deliberations of our committee today, of our commission, we pray for wisdom, we pray for the ability to make good decisions, and for our citizens, we pray for safety, happiness, and health today is my prayer. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. There is an item that we'd like to add, and Mr. Knight, if you don't mind, I'm going to add it under the city manager's report. I understand our executive director of the library has a brief announcement about their audit. So are there any changes from staff on the agenda?
No, sir.
With that, then I would move with the item of adding an item 5B, City Library Audit, which is good news. I would move the agenda as presented. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Cooper. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? Thank you. The first thing I'd like to do under my mayor's report, if you don't mind, is make my Vision Steering Committee appointment. I will be appointing John Gill to that. So now our committee, I think, is complete at this point. John's a longtime Winter Park resident, a not-for-profit executive in our area, and EDAB member, and is a very good Winter Parker. So hopefully he'll be able to help the committee. With that, I have the honor. I don't think there's anything better than retirement. Let me just say that. Retirement is a wonderful, wonderful thing, and we have the opportunity. Well, I'd say that any day, but we have the wonderful opportunity to thank one of our own who has been a tremendous servant for our community. I'd invite Chief Raley to join me along with Deputy Police Chief Art King down at the dais here so that we can make a special proclamation for him. And Art's wife is in the audience, too. It's good to have their family here today. In fact, would you like her to come up this way?
Yes.
Come on. No, okay, she doesn't want to. That's fine. That's fine. I didn't want to make it a burden. I wanted to be positive.
Come on.
Art King is retiring as our deputy chief of police. Art has been an officer here in our city since 1982. If I do the math, that's 33 years. Is that correct, Art? And you're still a very, very young man. You must have started when you were four, I guess. So what an honor to serve with some of Winter Park's finest. This commission, I know, appreciates the fact that what separates Winter Park away from so many different communities is the wonderful police and fire department and all of our city staff that we have. So Art's actual official retirement date is March 26th. Art has served so long, there will be several farewells for him, as there was one a couple of weeks ago. And I think people that especially serve in our police and fire, who especially in our country today, unfortunately, sometimes are very, very maligned. I think that the wonderful service that that they have given to us certainly needs to be represented, and in Art's case, equally so. Most of us don't leave our work, our home, or our homes and wonder whether we're going to be shot at today. Most of us don't leave our homes and wonder whether we're going to face some sort of life-threatening situation. But our police and our fire do that every single day on our behalf, and to say thank you is important. It's my privilege as mayor that will be, it looks like, probably my last proclamation, Art, so I'm happy to do this. March 26, 2015, Art King Day in the city of Winter Park. Whereas the City of Winter Park recognizes that Art King has given over 33 years of service to the Winter Park Police Department after serving his country for 7 years in the United States Air Force, and then beginning his law enforcement career with Orange County Corrections as a corrections officer in 1981. Whereas King joined the Winter Park Police Department as a police officer in 1982 and completes his career as deputy chief in 2015. Whereas King met his lovely wife, Cynthia, a lifelong Winter Park resident, when he responded to a call for service here in 1982, and they were married in 1984. What a benefit. Boy, a 911 call, and you get to meet your lovely wife. That's really cool. Thank you so much for that. So, whereas King has served in every division of the Winter Park Police Department as either an officer, supervisor, commander, or senior manager, and whereas attention to detail and a get-the-job-done-no-matter-the-obstacles approach has allowed King to excel in each assignment, whereas his work ethic, knowledge, compassion, and dedication to those he has served has set an example for all to follow, and whereas King has made a significant impact on the members of the Winter Park Police Department and will be greatly missed, his service will never be forgotten, and he has sincerely wished a fulfilling retirement to enjoy with his wife Cynthia and daughters Lacey and Megan. Now, therefore, I, Kenneth W. Bradley, by virtue of the authority vested in me as mayor of the great city of Winter Park and the great state of Florida, do hereby proclaim Thursday, March 26, 2015, as Art King Day in the city of Winter Park, Florida, and urge all citizens to recognize his 33-year commitment to serving the residents of Winter Park and our community. Deputy Chief, thank you so much for all you have done for us, for me personally, as well as for our community. God bless you in your retirement and as you pursue new things. And I think the chief has some additional things he'd like to say.
Mayor, if it's all right with you, I'm going to reserve my comments for the 26th. Between 4 and 6, we're having an official going away, and I'll be making a presentation at that time. It's difficult enough to do it once, much less two or three times. So if I may, I'd like to reserve comment until then.
You have the privilege.
Thank you.
Deputy Chief, would you like the microphone?
Thank you, Mayor Bradley. For 33 years, I've had the honor and privilege to work at the Winter Park Police Department, the city of Winter Park, one of the finest police departments in the cities in the United States. Although there are too many people to thank, I do want to mention a few. First, I want to thank Chief Raley for allowing me to be deputy chief for the last 6 years. I also want to thank all the police officers, civilian employees, both past and present, Randy and Michelle, the mayor and the city commission for their support of me and the police department during my career. Most importantly, I want to thank my family, especially my wife, Cynthia, 30 years, for her support and encouragement along the way. It has been said many times that Winter Park is truly the best place to live, work, and play. Although I miss working for the city of Winter Park, I'm really going to enjoy living and playing here for the next several years. Thank you all for your support.
That concludes my mayor's report, city manager's report.
Well, thank you for the privilege of doing this. We're going to show a short video of the mayor over the last 6 years. But first, I want to thank our friends from Full Sail University. And we have three of them with us today, I believe. Katrina Cruz, please stand. Melissa McCartney, Alvin Sestano, and I think Jackie Gardner also worked with it, but she's not here today, and the rest of the team at Full Sail University Spark program for working with the communications department to put this production video together. So thank you very much. We'll start it over.
This is not R-rated. That's the only thing I can say, I know. Maybe. I hope it's not R-rated.
This is the second video I tried to watch today that the sound didn't work on. Nope.
This is the blooper, I guess.
I know, reboot.
All right, there's an opening in our IT department.
For voiceover.
Well, while they're getting that working, let me just say a few things. We did put together a list of some of the things, and we had a lot of firsts during the last 6 years that I'd like to talk about. We had our first Super Bowl commercial. We had our first webisode back in 2009. The first city flag that the city developed. The first winter park, winter in the park ice rink back in 2009. First Veterans Day event held in 2011. First electric car charging station for the city, as well as the first solar panel installation, all during under your leadership. A lot of ribbon cuttings over the last several years. We had the Central Park renovations, the City Hall remodeling, a community center in 2011. East Morse Boulevard streetscape was completed. The Fallen Heroes Memorial Site in 2012. The Martin Luther King Jr. Park renaming and grand opening. The renovation of the Pro Shop. Opening of SunRail and the opening of the new train station in 2014. Some of the big stories were the Alfond Inn, baseball. We saved one historic building by floating it across the lake and demoed another structure out on Lee Road.
Yes.
And we had the Heritage Park and the Trader Joe's, the city's 125th anniversary celebration, and the Fairbanks Avenue sewer project completed, as well as the funding secured to put those giant transmission lines underground. We got some interesting statistics that I wanted to go over. During your term, Mr. Mayor, you did 195 city-assisted speeches, 257 commission meetings. I guess today would be 258, 264 now proclamations, 34,275 emails received. That's 5,175 more emails than we have citizens.
And most of those are from Pete Weldon.
If each one of those emails were printed, could be printed on an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, that would be 5.95 miles of emails that you read. 628 hours and 56 minutes in city commission meetings before today. During those commission meetings, the earth traveled 629,000 miles. You could have watched 18,868 Kentucky Derbies, or one if you include the pre-race hype. Usain Bolt could have run 14,687 miles. You could have boiled 4,717 eggs, one right after the other. You could have ordered and received 1,887 pizzas from Domino's. You could have watched 209 football games, or you could have played 180 rounds of golf, but instead you chose to serve the city of Winter Park, and we thank you for that.
That's so kind of you.
Personal note, I just want to say that you always treated staff with great respect and worked well with us, and we appreciate that. And you always challenged me to do a better job managing and leading the city, and I want to thank you for that.
Thank you, Randy.
And are we ready with the video?
Yes, sir.
All right.
And now the end is near.
Jackie, are we ready? Who's my director? I don't have a director tonight. Okay.
Park is known as the city of culture and heritage. I'm Ken Bradley. Yeah.
Which I'm certain I've lived a life that's
like that. Lindsay, how do I look? Gotta learn. Keep the mayor looking good, Lindsay.
The weight of the city's shoulders are on your shoulders. Oh, my word.
Much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention.
One of the best reasons we live in Winter Park. I was going to say we live in Central Florida. Sorry.
Without exemption, I plan.
Today, as you drive our big brick stroff
on the byway, more.
This proves your mayor works for a living.
A little bit of country and a little bit of soul.
One of the best reasons we live. Hey, the boom is in my head here.
More than I could chew.
Craig, does this break right to left or left to right? I can't tell.
You know, in the 1880s, when our city was founded, webs were something that spiders spun, and Twitter was something that our horses said. And cars were not invented by Henry Ford at the time.
I can't believe I'm still here as president. I'm going to be the first man. First time it ever happened. I'm going to be the first man.
With our 7 playgrounds, 2 pools, and the beautiful splash park, our city.
Yes, regularly, not as Casey Kasem. Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be in the great city of Winter Park, Florida, where lots of wonderful things are happening. I'll try to speak a bit more slowly. My mother would tell me, speak slowly.
Make the puff.
He brought Barry White out and he listed all these 10 things and he goes, Jews are barges. And it does, it really does sound pretty hot when Barry White's in there.
There it is.
Yes, 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 yes!
Finally!
Yeah! Yeah. Birdie!
And Mr. Mayor, we have I have a gift here for you. This is a gavel box, and it says, in appreciation of your dedicated service to the city of Winter Park as mayor from March 2009 to March 2015. And it's got a nice...
Thank you.
And I'm going to ask Chief White to come up. He has a presentation for you also.
Mayor, it was great having a relationship with you before you were the mayor, and I'm looking forward to working again with you at the hospital with in the future. It has been a privilege to be your fire chief. You, over the last 6 years in your leadership and with the commission, have pushed us, and I think Randy said it best. You've made us better managers, you've made us better leaders, and you've made us a better community. And for that, we have a small token of our appreciation. As you know, the fire helmet has been for many, many years a sign of, especially the white helmet, a sign of leadership and a sign of a chief's role in the fire department. And as mayor, you have been our leader and our chief, so we wanted to present this to you.
Chief Raley.
I'm going to ask the deputy chief to go first. We have actually two presentations we'd like to give.
The chief and I were talking, Mayor, about you being a big Dolphin fan, just like myself.
Yes, sir.
And through my travels, I met a gentleman years ago named Joe Auer. And Joe Auer, if you don't know him, was the first Dolphin to score a touchdown in the history of the Miami Dolphins. Lives in Winter Park, Florida here. He does. And I asked Joe to please sign something for you on our behalf to give you something that you'll never forget us about. He's in the Miami Dolphin record book, and it's also in the NFL record book. He's our Winter Park resident. It says, Mayor Bradley is the best, Joe Auer, 1966.
It's a wall mounted helmet.
Oh, thank you. What a thrill.
This is the Billboard magazine. The picture on it shows you what he did.
Oh, my word.
So those are for
you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for what you've done for us over the years.
Oh, Chief, wow. Thank you. Wow.
Thank you. And Mayor, knowing how big a Dolphin fan you are, it's going to be hard to follow that, but what I'd like to do is to present you a small token of the appreciation of the men and women of the Winter Park Police Department. On this is our patch and my personal coin award of excellence, along with a commander's badge from the Winter Park Police Department. And what it says on here is to Mayor Kenneth W. Bradley, in recognition of your support of and dedication to the men and women of the Winter Park Police Department as mayor and commander of our city, March 2009, March 2015. And Mayor, just a personal note, most people are gone from the commission chambers at the end of a commission meeting when you and Ruth leave, and to know that we have a mayor who takes time out of his evening first off, and then time out of his day, when you tell Art and I that Ruth and I pray for the men and women of the police department daily, that goes beyond measure. You don't know what that means to a police chief to know that we've got a mayor that does that. And thank you for your service to the city. Thank you for your support of the police department.
Mr. Mayor, we're going to give you a moment to speak in just a moment, but first we'd ask the First Lady of Winter Park, Ms. Ruth Bradley, to come up. As many of you know, when you serve in a community that is so passionate about the things of Winter Park, sometimes the spouses get the brunt of some of that passion, and it's a very difficult task to be the spouse of a mayor or an elected official. And Ruth, you have done it with class and with dignity, and just I'm proud to have served with you. And we just want to present this little token of our appreciation for how you've been behind the mayor through this whole time. We'll get a picture, and then we'll let the mayor speak. So. Chiefs, if you'll get back, and all the department heads, if you're here, department heads, please come up and be in this picture.
Come on, we got lots of money. Come on, Troy. We're going to turn the camera if Troy gets up here.
Especially if you get tall. Now, Michelle, you're going to have to get up front here.
There you go.
Come on, George. All right, Craig, what's your pleasure?
Here we go. We're getting there.
I am so grateful I live in the United States of America. I'm grateful I don't live in England, where because of my birth, I'm something for life. I'm grateful that each one of us have the opportunity to serve. Randy, I know I've got to give you this card in the next 2 weeks, but I'll never forget what's on the back of it. This is my ID card. And, you know, often I wonder, is the ID card for the person who has the ID card, or is the ID card for others? But I think this one has always been for me. On the back, it simply says, elected to serve by the citizens of Winter Park on March 23, 2009. I can think of no better mantra or statement to be reminded of what each one of us do. That is elected to serve. And service comes in so many different ways. And our community is filled with literally thousands of people who serve others, the future, in a daily basis. But it has indeed been a personal privilege to serve. I want to say thank you. I have supporters in the audience today, relatives, friends. My wife has been a wonderful source of strength through the last 6 years. And simply, I want to say thank you to the staff. The one thing I quickly realized after becoming elected is that people think because they pay their taxes, they can treat staff however way they can. And that's just not the case. And we're blessed in Winter Park to have a wonderful city because of our city staff. And I personally want to say thank you to you, Randy, and all of them. Tomorrow is an election. God bless America. It's the best opportunity we have to pick our elected officials. The sad thing is only a third of us will go to the polls tomorrow, which is sad. The rights that we have should be well protected and with our votes. The good news is whoever is elected, we will support. I will certainly be happy to support and be an honor as I get to join with several of my other former mayors, the former mayors group in Winter Park. And it's the best sounding term I've heard in a long time. So with that, let me just simply say thank you. God bless you all, and may Winter Park continue to be a wonderful place to live, work, and play. Thank you so much. And if with personal privilege, if I may say one more thing, I was blessed because it took like five people to keep my schedule. Michelle, Cindy, Juanita at the city, Pat DeRusso, who's not here today, they also serve and have done remarkable things to keep the city going and my own personal work going. I would be remiss if I did not say thank you to them for all that they have done for me too. God bless you all.
Mr. Mayor, that concludes my report.
Thank you, sir. I actually added an item in our agenda. Our own Sean Schaefer has a brief announcement that's coming to us through our through Commissioner Sprinkle, who also serves, as you know, on our library board on behalf of the City Commission. This is good news.
Excuse me. Sorry about my voice. Over the last... let me try again. Over the last 18 months, the Winter Park Public Library has worked to re-examine all of its budgeting and accounting practices with the goal of increasing efficiency and adding additional spending controls. As a 501c3, the library is audited every year, and for at least the last 17 years, we've received a clean audit and received compliments on the accuracy and organization of our finances. But because of the small number of people involved in its money handling, it's always been a qualified audit. One of the library's administration's goals this year was to implement new controls that would give the library an unqualified audit so the community could have the highest assurance that the public and private funds invested in the library were being used responsibly with the utmost care. This year, those efforts paid off, and the Winter Park Public Library has received an audit that is not only clean, which we've always had, but one that comes with an unqualified and unmodified opinion. Yay.
Thank you so much. Sean, we appreciate you and our library board for all that they do to make the library another wonderful, great reason to live in Winter Park. Thank you. Are there questions of the city manager?
No, sir.
Hearing none, I'll move to the city attorney. Ms. Brown, I don't know if you have any reports.
Well, just briefly, I'll probably have more at the next meeting. I was just made aware today that in South Florida, a lawsuit was filed. It appears to be against 30 or 40 cities. Winter Park is included. It's in South Florida. It has to do with the red light camera program postmark Wandall, which the city of Winter Park has. I quickly scanned it. I don't even know if it's been served yet on the city. I don't believe it's been served. But it basically challenges the way that the red light camera program is implemented. And so we'll have more to report on that at the next meeting once we have a chance to study it more. But I just became aware of it today. So.
Thank you. You'll want to keep us posted on that.
Yes, sir.
Questions of the city attorney?
None, sir.
Seeing none, I'll go on to there are no non-action items. I'll pick up citizen comments near the 5 o'clock hour or at the end of our meeting, whichever comes first. We're going to move to the consent agenda. I would like to pull item B1 just for informational purposes and then seek whatever other additional people may want to pull items.
I'd like to pull item A.
Item A by Commissioner Cooper. Are there any others?
I'd like to move the rest.
Thank you. There's a motion to approve the rest. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a second by Commissioner McMackin. Commission discussion? Hearing none, open the floor for quick public comment. If consent agenda items, anybody wants to have any items discussed? No? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. Commissioner Cooper.
Yes, I just wanted to make two revisions to the minutes. It's on page 8 of 8 of the minutes, and it's on page 13 of 122 of our packet. It's under commission comments. I just wanted to add that under my comments, I had also requested that we consider reinstatement of a board appreciation event, and I think maybe Mrs. Commissioner Sprinkle had also referenced that in her comments. And the second thing was down under Mayor Bradley's report where we were talking about potential people to name things after. I think I had mentioned Gus Henderson. And while it didn't get a nod of three people, I would hope that it could be acknowledged.
Yeah, I'm happy to move the minutes with those two adjustments. Is there a second?
Thank you, sir. Second.
Thank you, Commissioner McMackin. Further commission discussion? Hearing none, open the floor for public comment. Any citizens wishing to speak to us about the minutes? Seeing none, I'll close the floor. All in favor? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. I pulled item B1 only because of its title. The Sternberg lanterns for the Winter Park Racquet Club, I didn't want anybody to think that we were buying lights for any private or other organization, but Mr. Nightkin has explained it to me, and I think probably it would be appropriate to explain it to the General Commission.
Yes, sir. This is under our streetlight tariff and the electric utility. Commercial establishments can rent decorative lights for parking lots and private drives and that type of thing from the City of Winter Park. We acquire them and then rent them to them over time, and we have a return on investment as part of that.
So we do that with streetlights and others, I know, in
some
backyards and various things. So this is something that's just kind of consistent with our policy.
It's slightly different than the decorative streetlight for the residential program. Those are in a special assessment and not.
But it's a similar idea.
Similar type of concept.
I would move the purchase order as presented. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. I heard Commissioner Cooper open the floor for public comment. Any citizens wishing to speak to us about this matter? Seeing none, I'll close the floor for public comment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. Okay, we're going to move to action items requiring discussion. East Morris Boulevard parking and sidewalk easement. Troy, will you be presenting this? Good. Thank you.
Good afternoon. A request was made by the Cloisters Condominium, which is on the south side of Morse Boulevard between Interlochen and the lake, to clarify ownership of parking and sidewalk And I put up a little figure on the screen. The red lines show the right-of-way of Morse Boulevard. And if you look along the south side, which is the bottom side, you'll see that there are parking spaces, perpendicular parking spaces, that have been in existence for a real long time. And you can see that the red line basically goes right through the middle of those parking spaces. And then if you've been out there, you'll recall that in front of how the cars park, there's also a sidewalk. And that sidewalk is basically used by the public. The parking spaces are used by the public. There's no signs that restrict any use of those parking spaces. And so the Cloisters wanted to formalize that use. And so they prepared an easement and are willing to grant to the city an easement for the remainder of those parking spaces that are not in the city right-of-way and also the sidewalk that's not in the city right-of-way. And so in your package, you'll see some sketches that a surveyor provided that basically the sidewalk easement is basically the portion of the sidewalk which appears to be public and is used by the public but is actually on private property. And then the parking area easement is also the portion of those parking spaces which are used by the public which are on private property. And so Trip Cheek is the attorney for the Cloisters. He's here in the audience if you have any questions regarding that. Basically, as a part of the agreement, we would maintain those areas. And the sidewalk is in good condition. You know, right now there's no outstanding things that we've got to go out there and spend money on. But it works for the public because those are parking spaces, you know, that the public does use as well as the sidewalk. If we were to not have this easement, and for whatever reason, you know, the Cloisters were to say, "Here, get all this off of my property," we'd probably be able to have parallel parking. We'd lose at least half the parking that we would have there now. Also, you'll see in the agreement that it talks about a residential parking permit program. I think that's basically a preemptive way to get that in place should there ever be a need to regulate that parking. And so if there's any questions that you have?
No, that makes good sense.
Commissioner Cooper?
The only question I have was I assume that the benefit to the association is the fact that we maintain it in liability, which certainly should be ours given the public's use.
Correct, yes.
Has Mr. Brown reviewed the contract?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it didn't say so on here. I just didn't know.
Yeah, I was involved really from the beginning with Mr. Cheek, and Mr. Cheek was cooperative in putting in the limits of liability for sovereign immunity, and there are some other things in here that I'm satisfied with, you know, protect the city, and given the fact that the city is traditionally used property that the Cloisters owns for public parking and sidewalk, it seems as a very reasonable accommodation.
Commissioner Mackin?
Time limit on the easement, is it...
Perpetual.
For lack of a better term, perpetual?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
Questions? There's a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, by Commissioner Sprinkle. I'll open the floor for public comment. Or is there a commission discussion? Open the floor for public comment. Citizens wishing to speak to us about this matter? Seeing none, I'll close the floor for public comment. Mr. Cheek, did you have any comments you wanted to make? I mean, you're welcome to. You don't have to.
Unless you have any questions.
No, I don't think there are any questions at this point. Any further commission discussion? There's a motion and a second. I'll ask clerk to read the roll on the motion.
Commissioner Leary?
Yes.
Commissioner Sprinkle?
Yes.
Commissioner Cooper?
Yes.
Commissioner McMackin?
Yes.
Mayor Bradley?
Yes. Thank you. And thank you all for solving that amicably. That's probably something that's been there for a while, but something that needed to get addressed. We're going to move to public hearings. The first is a request of Winter Park Real Estate Advisors on the second hearing. I thought I saw Mr. Briggs come up, but then he sat down, so he disappeared on me there. Mr. Briggs, anything we need to know about this?
No, nothing new to add from the first time we heard
Commission
this.
Will of this matter?
Need to approve.
Thank you. I heard Commissioner Cooper. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Sprinkle. Commission discussion?
I'm going to open the floor for public comment. Any citizens wishing to speak to us about this matter are welcome to. Seeing no citizen comment, I'll close the floor for public comment. Y'all ready to vote? Clerk, read the roll.
Commissioner O'Leary?
Yes.
Commissioner Sprinkle?
Yes.
Commissioner Cooper?
Yes.
Commissioner McMacken?
Yes.
Mayor Bradley?
Yes. I'm going to move to item 11B, an ordinance. Mr. Brown, if you would read this into the record, please.
Yes, sir. An ordinance of the City of Winter Park, Florida, vacating and abandoning the portion of Kendall Avenue between Benjamin Avenue and Lewis Drive within the Ravadage Plan Development and Homemaker Subdivision Area, more particularly described herein.
On second reading, did the incorporation of Commissioner McMacken's thoughts about making sure, and I guess it goes without stating from an ordinance standpoint, but the demolition can't occur until the new road is in? Is that in the record?
Well, I am satisfied that staff has addressed that to a reasonable extent.
Yeah, I believe that's our not just our policy, but our ordinance, I believe.
That's right. It's Section 2 and Section 4.
I think everybody has that agreement or understanding, but yes. Wouldn't want to wake up and find it demolished. And
Section 2 and Section 4 do that.
Will the commission on this matter?
I'd like to move it.
Thank you, Commissioner Cooper. Is there a second? Sprinkle, is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner McMacken. Commission discussion. Hearing none, I'll open the floor for public comment. Citizens wishing to speak to us about this matter are welcome to. Seeing none, I'll close the floor for public comment. You ready to vote on second reading? Clerk, read the roll on second reading.
Commissioner O'Leary?
Yes.
Commissioner Sprinkle?
Yes.
Commissioner Cooper?
Yes.
Commissioner McMacken?
Yes.
Mayor Bradley?
Yes. I'm going to conduct a simultaneous public hearing, and we will need to take two motions into the record at this time, but the request of the City of Winter Park for the property 2908 Temple Trail. Mr. Brown, if you'd read both ordinances into the record, I would appreciate it.
Yes, sir. An ordinance amending Chapter 58 Land Development Code Article 1 Comprehensive Plan so as to change the future land use designation of single-family residential future land use to open space and recreation on the property at 2908 Temple Trail, more particularly described here in providing for conflicts, severability and effective date. Second ordinance is an ordinance amending Chapter 58 Land Development Code Article 3 Zoning and the official zoning map so as to change single-family residential R1A district zoning to Parks and Recreation PR district zoning on the property at 2908 Temple Trail, more particularly described herein, providing for conflict severability and an effective date.
I'm going to move the first ordinance on second reading, changing the future land use designation. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Leary. And I'm going to move the ordinance changing the zoning of the single-family district to Parks and Recreation District. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Commission discussion about this in simultaneous time. Mr. Knight, for those who may be watching this for the first time, would you just briefly say what we've done there? We bought a piece of property there, and when we bought it with the intention to turn this into parkland, and this puts that into perpetuity.
That's correct. It is. We bought it. It was a deemed buildable lot when the floodplains changed, and we felt it was better part of our park system, so we acquired that. And so this officially changes the zoning so that it is parkland.
It's also an important part of the whole Howell Branch area up there, right, the creek area? There's a motion and a second. I'm going to open the floor for public comment. Citizens wishing to speak to us about this on simultaneous public hearing? Close the floor for public comment. Y'all ready to vote?
Yes.
We're going to read the roll on the first ordinance, which is at second reading, and then we'll read the roll a second time on the second ordinance on second reading. Clerk will read the roll.
Commissioner O'Leary?
Yes.
Commissioner Sprinkle?
Yes.
Commissioner Cooper?
Yes.
Commissioner McMacken?
Yes.
Mayor Bradley?
Gladly. That's yes. Now on the second ordinance to be read on its second reading, changing the zoning of the single-family R1A district to Parks and Recreation. Clerk, read the roll.
Commissioner O'Leary?
Yes.
Commissioner Sprinkle?
Yes.
Commissioner Cooper?
Yes.
Commissioner McMacken?
Yes.
Mayor Bradley?
Yes. Item D. Mr. Brown, would you read this into the record, please?
Yes, sir. An ordinance of the City of Winter Park, Florida, annexing the property at 1802 Stonehurst Road, more particularly described herein, providing for the amendment of the City of Winter Park's Charter, Article 1, Section 1.02, Corporate Boundaries, to provide for the incorporation of the real property described herein, providing for the filing of the revised charter with the Department of State, providing for repeal of prior inconsistent ordinances and resolutions, and providing for severability and an effective date.
Thank you. Mr. Briggs.
The property owners of 1802 Stonehurst have voluntarily asked to join the city. So that's what this ordinance would do, is annex them. And as you see, there are still about 13 properties left on this island or enclave of Stonehurst that is surrounded by the city. Through the years, we've been taking these lots one by one, and we also took the road right-of-way a couple of years ago. So it gets that whole area down to where it's under 10 acres, where Orange County can allow the city to annex the rest of the properties without doing a referendum. We've tried referendums a couple times a number of years ago, and we're not successful. The folks that live there were always very emotional about sewer and if sewer was going to be forced on them and what would it cost. But about a year ago, four of the property owners out there decided to front fund the sanitary sewer. And so it has been put in the street. And so that fear that some of the residents had about getting a big bill if sewer came has evaporated. So now with that in the rearview mirror, it will be a good time for the staff to go down to the county and negotiate to get the rest of this area. But for tonight, we have one more family that wants to join the city.
So, Jeff, red is out right now. The buildings or the lots that are in red are out of the city,
yes,
correct? So 1802 is kind of that. There's a home there today, am I correct? Because there's one being built on the lot directly south of that. So it's just that lot that's coming. It's not the other ones around it. Great. I'd move the approval of this annexation at the citizens' request. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. By Commissioner Sprinkle. Discussion?
Jeff, does this push with below the threshold of 10 acres?
We're on this annexation 10 acres now, so we're
good. Now, would that be an action the city would have to take, or would that be an action the county would have to take?
It's an interlocal agreement that the Board of County Commissioners has to approve that would enable the city to do the annexation without a referendum.
So I'm sure there's wisdom in doing that or waiting or whatever, but obviously I know we've been taking each home in one at a time whenever they feel like it. There's probably wisdom, I'll see you, Commissioner Cooper, sorry. There's probably wisdom in doing it one way or the other just for fire protection, police, everything at some point. It seems like it needs to go one way or the other.
Yeah, they've kind of had all of our services all along, right, which is what has not motivated them. We already do first response for fire, EMS, and the reality is with any serious 911 call, they just immediately go to our dispatch. But there is some time lost that's important, and so it is in their best interest.
Commissioner Cooper.
Jeff, does the annexation come back through the city when we get ready to annex them administratively? So they have an opportunity.
The interlocal agreement would have to be
and we'll work with them. I mean, I understand when we use words like fear associated with residents. I want to make sure that we do everything that we can to alleviate those fears and embrace them.
To Commissioner Scooper's point, you don't want to bring anybody in who doesn't want to be brought in. You want them to come happily, but there may need to be a nudge.
But we should be able to convince them to come happily because it makes perfectly good sense. So I just didn't want to just
they
do
are
it
surrounded by the city.
Right.
And if memory serves me, this has
no
been
sense,
this right. has been part of the comprehensive plan to
Absolutely.
Give her to the enclave
Absolutely.
For a long time. So.
Yes.
Okay, there was a motion and a second. Is there further commission discussion or staff? Questions of staff? Commission discussion.
No, sir.
Hearing none, I'll open the floor for public comment. Citizens wishing to speak to us about this matter are welcome to. Okay, I'll close the floor for public comment. Are you all ready to vote? Clerk will read the roll.
Commissioner O'Leary?
Yes.
Commissioner Sprinkle?
Yes.
Commissioner Cooper?
Yes.
Commissioner McMackin?
Yes.
Mayor Bradley?
Yes.
While we have the floor open on this one, Mr. Knight, is that something you would like to see three heads nod on to put on a future agenda? Is this something that we should ask staff to begin a process to talk to citizens to see what? I mean, I personally, you know, I don't know that this has to come up next week, but you would certainly have my head nodding if I said you should begin a discussion with the citizens there and the county to ultimately lead to that. And do that in some timely fashion.
Absolutely.
Four heads at least that I can see nodding for that. So does that give you some direction as
yes.
to how do we want to begin with that? It would be, that would be really, really big if we could get rid of that enclave. That would be a step in the right direction. Okay, Mr. Brown, item 11E, an ordinance.
Yes. An ordinance of the City of Winter Park, Florida, annexing a portion of the right-of-way of Howell Branch Road, generally between 1620 Howell Branch Road and the city limits, more particularly described herein, providing for the amendment of the City of Winter Park's Charter, Article 1, Section 1.02, Corporate Boundaries, to provide for the incorporation of the real property described herein, providing for the filing of the revised charter with the Department of State, providing for repeal of prior inconsistent ordinances and resolutions, providing for severability, and providing for an effective date.
Thank you. Mr. Briggs.
While we were putting together all of the annexation items for that previous request, we decided to address sort of a glitch that was discovered and annex a portion of Howell Branch Road, which unfortunately is still in Orange County. What happened a number of years ago is when we had an annexation referendum for the neighborhoods north of Howell Branch Road. They voted to come in, but the description didn't include the road. And when we had the same referendum for the neighborhood south, the same thing happened. The meets and bounds description didn't include the road. And so the road right-of-way sits technically as part of unincorporated Orange County, which really no one's really noticed except for the once in a rare occasion when there happens to be a traffic accident out there and the Winter Park police have to call the county and calls the highway patrol, which happens very, very infrequently, but that's so we decided to add this to the agenda to fix that little glitch in our city limits.
Will of the commission.
I'd like to move it.
Commissioner Sprinkle has moved it. Commissioner McMackin has seconded. Questions of staff?
Jeff, the line over here is our city line.
That's our city limit line. The line on the east,
the dotted line.
The
red and the dotted line. I see the public works, but that's...
And that's also Seminole County line.
I was going to say it's also Seminole County line, right? We abut that.
Right, so we can't go further...
No, you can't go further east.
Right.
That's what I thought we abutted there. Okay, there's a motion and a second. Questions of staff?
Nothing comes with this except street right away.
That's correct.
Okay.
And actually no maintenance comes with it either because it's a county road.
It's still a county
road.
Yeah. Okay. Are there questions from staff, or I mean of staff by commission or commission discussion? Hearing none, open the floor for public comment. Citizens wishing to open to speak to us are welcome to about this matter. Seeing none, I'll close the floor for public comment. You already vote. Clerk, read the roll.
Commissioner O'Leary?
Yes.
Commissioner Sprinkle?
Yes.
Commissioner Cooper?
Yes.
Commissioner McMackin?
Yes.
Mayor Bradley?
Yes. We are through with our agenda. I'm going to go ahead and go to citizen comments. Any citizens who want to speak to us about the matters that are not on our agenda are welcome to at this time.
This is a record.
Three times.
How many citizens are even here?
Well, I think most of them are citizens, but people... or have other things to do today, I guess. I'll close the floor for public comment in our time. I'm going to go to Vice Mayor Leary. Commissioner Leary.
Mr. Mayor, just this weekend, I had the opportunity to be out on the street waving signs for the 5K and the Fiddler's Green 5K, which is a nice benefit of the Habitat for Humanity. I saw some of our own, Mr. Briggs, running. He looked a little lame, I got to be honest. He looked like you were limping a little bit. No, he was good. He was coming by strong. But
he won the race on the last lap, not the first.
Those are some of the good things in Winter Park that we don't see enough of because they happen so early in the morning. But it was good to be out there and to see so many different residents of all ages out there running, and it was just a fun morning.
And if I may add to your comments, I had the privilege of coming along on my way to church, seeing our city staff who pick up all the signs and everything along the way. And obviously... many citizens enjoy those runs, but none of this would be possible without our city staff, which probably don't get a thank you, but it was pretty interesting to watch that.
And
the process. I've seen the beginning, but not the end of it. Commissioner Leary, you still have the floor.
And the Saturday, that was Saturday and Sunday, St. Patrick's Day Parade was always a good time, and the cleanup afterwards went really well. Thank you to city staff. It was cleaned up well. Everybody had a great time. Chief, thank you for having your guys out there. It's always good to see the police presence, and they're just always positive and have a smile on their face and have fun with the parade, too. So it's always a great event, and I really enjoyed it, and so did my kids again. So thank you all very much for a great day on Sunday.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Commissioner Sprinkle.
And just a couple upcoming things. I think we have a bike ride coming up on the 11th on Wednesday, if anybody's able to do that. And then another event in the park on next Sunday. Is that it, Sunday? That we'll be able to listen to music again. So we have a lot of wonderful times. It's a great time to live in the city of Winter Park.
It is.
Oh, I have one more comment. I don't think we've been here since this hit the stands, but what a great job. Boy, was I proud to be a commissioner when I looked at this and saw all of the wonderful things we do. I know it, but somehow or another, when we're actually able to provide a report back to our citizens that show what a great job we're all doing, you all are doing, it really made me feel good. So thank you.
Thank you.
Are we going to do that quarterly now? Is that the plan?
If the commission wants to fund it quarterly, we'd be glad to.
Annually
is what we're thinking.
Good. Yeah. That's cool. It's great information and well received.
The performance measurement report will be done quarterly and on the website, but the actual mailing will probably only happen once a year.
And probably present it to the commission quarterly or doing your report or something in the future. Yeah. Good. Does that conclude
Thank
your
you,
report?
Sir. Yes.
Thank you.
I'm
Commissioner
sorry.
Cooper?
The police promotion this week was very well attended, and I have to say that what really struck me was the sense of family. Obviously, the people that work for you, Chief Raley, are very well-supported and very much on your team. That was just a really good feeling. And I want to say congratulations to Jess Johnson, our new deputy chief, and also Jeff Biles, the new captain. And we had a nice event at the chamber for Mayor Bradley, which was wonderful. And we got to see all the baby pictures. Those are always a lot of fun.
I saw a few of them.
And the Florida League of Cities has a dial-in every Monday morning. If anybody is interested, it's just a conference call that kind of updates you on where the bills are. If you're not getting that from another source, you're welcome to just let us know, and I'll get you that phone number so that you can tap in. I think it's two times on Monday, so you have two different opportunities. And then, of course, voting tomorrow. That's good.
Great. Anything else, Commissioner?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Commissioner Mackin?
I had the absolute pleasure of walking the parade on Sunday. And again, hats off to all the staff, police, staff. What great ambassadors for our city on something like that. Because so many of the people that are there are not Winter Park residents, which is great. I saw a number of families of employees of my firm that were there that I know don't live in Winter Park, and they come out and see that. And it's just one of those feel-good things. As an Irishman, I missed the beer walking down the avenue.
There are some sacrifices.
Other than that, it was a great day. And again, thanks to staff for that.
Well said. Anything else, Commissioner Mackin?
No, sir.
I would add also coming up is obviously this month is a busy month on Park Avenue, but we have our annual Sidewalk Arts Festival coming up, which is not just a premier event for Winter Park, but probably for the Southeast, and it's great to do that. I will conclude with a giant thank you. You all have a wonderful evening. May God continue to bless Winter Park. We sit adjourned unless there's anything else to come.
Thank you, sir.
We sit adjourned.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.